This is the Composer's Datebook for April 3rd. I'm John Burge. In the 19th century, much like today, New Yorkers looking for musical entertainment had a lot to choose from. For example, on today's date in 1871, the options included these three offerings. First, at Lena Edwin's Theater, a musical burlesque entitled Pluto, which the New York Times billed as an anglicized and condensed version of Jacques Offenbach's racy operetta Orpheus in the Underworld, with interpolated comic sketches and monologues by the show's star, the Jerry Seinfeld of the day, the ever-popular comedian Mr. Lingard. Second, for the more serious sort, the American stage premiere of Richard Wagner's opera Lohengrin at the Stadttheater. The Times noted that Wagner's opera was, quote, brought out in Germany some 20 years earlier, but was unknown here in its entirety until now. A large audience showed up for the entirety of Lohengrin, which lasted over 4 hours, and ended around midnight. Finally, at Broadway's Minstrel Hall, directly from Japan, Satsuma's Circus offered the amazing Mr. Yadunochi, who first smoked a pipe, then ate it, then, while playing a flute, expelled the pipe's smoke through his instrument. For his finale, Mr. Yadunochi produced, as the Times put it, the original pipe, whole and unsullied. Now that's entertainment. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new. Thank you.
the Bores from the Suite for Unaccompanied Cello No. 3 by Johann Sebastian Bach, performed on violin by Tomas Kotik. Hello, I'm John Burke, and this is All Classical Radio. We're 55 and a half minutes away from an arrangement of the Nimrod theme from the Enigma Variations by Edward Elgar, features cellist Shekhar Kanamason. Tonight's classic du jour coming up at 7 o'clock, made possible this evening by Andina Peruvian Cuisine. I've got the Vienna Philharmonic now with some ballroom dances by Josef Lanner.